Welcome to the Real Experience Podcast.
Join us in an exciting journey of experiencing a greater level of spiritual growth and understanding through the practical, relevant, and powerful teaching of God's Word.
It's all about developing a real relationship with a real God. So come get your spiritual boost on and get ready for the real experience with your host, Pastor Ruben Barreto.
Today I want to talk to you under the theme, Don't Lose It, with the sub-theme of, I'm in it to win it. And just repeat these words with me. I'm not going to lose it because I'm in it to win it. You see, no goal is unattainable. The doubters will try to dissuade you from going after your dreams. They'll tell you that it's crazy, that it's too hard, that you should play it safe, and that dreams weren't meant for people like you and for me. They begin to instill their insecurities in us, and that's why so many people lose out. And that's the key word, they lose out because of those insecurities, because of those doubts, because of fear. No one else will be able to benefit from the vision of God in your life, especially if you succumb to their words and if you give in to fear. That's why I want to tell you that this isn't just about you, so don't lose it. They'll tell you it isn't worth it, but I'm here to tell you that it is. The enemy wants to see you lose it, but don't lose it. Don't let go of that vision. Don't let go of your dreams. Don't lose your hope, and don't you dare give up. I've seen it happen in sports. The team is leading the game, and they're about to win the big one. But then they begin to think of ways of how not to lose, and they forgot what brought them to the dance in the first place, which was the mentality of winning, the mentality of fighting to make their dreams a reality, the dream to win. At first, they were in it to win it, but then they lost sight of the dream. They lost sight of the goal. But I'm here to tell you, don't lose it. Keep fighting to win. Sometimes we can be on the defensive for so long that we forget how to fight for our dreams and to fight for what matters. We want to accomplish that goal. We want to accomplish that vision. But right when we are at the verge of glory, we lose it. We lose the will to fight. We lose the will to win. We lose the will to do our best and to succeed. But I want to tell you, don't lose it. You are in it to win it. Now, I don't know what that it is in your life, but don't lose it. The enemy wants to see you lose your mind, but don't lose it. He wants to see you lose your faith and the will to fight on, but don't lose it. He wants to see you lose your salvation and take away your light, but don't lose it. You are in this to win it. It's not time to lose, and I declare that your losing season is over. So keep on keeping on. Keep pushing towards your goal, but also towards the will of God and the purpose of God in your life, because the enemy wants to see you lose that as well. But don't lose it. You can't afford to lose it now. I dare say that there are people right now who are depending on you not to lose it. So don't lose it. You see, fear will yell into your ears until it bleeds, but I'd rather focus on the whispers of God who tells me that I can than the screams of a lunatic enemy that tells me that I can't, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and so can you, so don't lose it. See, we don't have the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. In fact, the Bible says that we have the mind of Christ, so don't lose it. David said something really powerful. He said, "The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid of?" You see, living a life of faith means that there will be things that you will need to overcome. And one of the things you will need to overcome is fear. The fear of failure. The fear of not being enough. But I want to tell you that in Christ Jesus, you are no failure. In Christ, you are enough. You might have failed that project. You might have failed once or twice, but that doesn't mean that you've lost. No. See, Thomas Edison, he was called the failure because he seemingly failed a whole bunch of times. In fact, about 1,000 times before figuring out the invention of the light bulb. But when he was asked about this, he said, "Hey, I haven't failed. I just found 1,000 ways that won't work. You only lose if you quit. You only lose if you quit." And Edison said, "Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up." In other words, you are a moment away from seeing God's glory, from seeing your dreams become a reality. So I'm telling you, don't lose it. You're so close to seeing God's glory in your life. You're so close to realizing your dreams. So I'm asking you, I'm telling you, don't lose it, because you aren't just in this to pass the time. No, you are in it to win it. See, success is not something that is automatically given to us. It is to be pursued with all the energy and sweat that you and I can muster. Obstacles and struggles are part of life. They make us appreciate success. And if everything came easily to us, we would never know the feeling of what it means to succeed. And I dare say obstacles were meant to be overcome, so don't lose it. Fear was meant to be conquered, so don't lose it. Success was meant to be achieved. And if you believe that in your heart, say amen. And say this with me: I'm not going to lose it. No, not when I'm so close to seeing His glory. Not when I'm so close to seeing my dreams come to pass. I'm not going to lose out in seeing what God has in store for my life. See, those who succeed are those who refuse to surrender. In this Christian walk of faith, it's no retreat, no surrender. So fight the good fight of faith and don't lose it. Don't lose your mind. Don't lose hope. Don't lose your love. And don't lose your compassion. Don't lose your vision or that dream. Don't lose your integrity. And don't lose your faith. The enemy wants you to lose it, but God says, in Him, you are more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. In fact, you are already a success story in Him, so don't lose it. And if the doubters and the naysayers and the haters drop by for a visit, let them know that you won't lose it, because you are in it to win it, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Real Experience Podcast with Pastor Ruben Barreto.
Please don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. And please pray for us as we continue to spread the gospel one soul at a time.